It says Daf is Daf Tes Vav. So we got to the very top of Tes Vav Amin Aleph, the new Mishnah there, around six wide lines down. The Mishnah begins as follows. It says, Amar Rabbi Kiva Sha'alti, Ezer Ben Gamliel, Ezer Ben Yeshua, Be'idlis, Shel Imal. He was talking to them in this shuk of some sort, Shehalchu, Likach Be'ima, Lemishnah Benosha, Rabbi Gamliel. He was going to buy an animal for a party, for a wedding of his son, Rabbi Gamliel, and Habal Achoso, the following Shah, Habal Achoso, Val Achos Avi, Val Achos Imo. Person who's born the sister and an aunt from the father and an aunt from the mother. Mahu, what's the din? Is he chayv achas or kulon? Was he chayv one in all these violations since they're all an erva of achas of some sort? Or chayv al kol achas v'achas, or perhaps chayv individual chatos for each of these averos? So Amr lo, so they said back to him, lo shemana, we didn't hear this particular shayla, but this is what Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shu respond back to Rabbi Akiva. But they said, aval shemana, we heard something similar. Haba al chamesh nashav nidos, if a person was born five different women who were all nida, behel machas, the din is chayv al kachas v'achas, he's chayv a separate carbon for each nida. So v'rom anushad v'rom kavachomer, and they said to Rabbi Kiva, we think it's a kavachomer that if it's five nidos, it's going to generate five different chatos. So then certainly, when it comes to different types of achos ervas, then it would also result in different chatos. This was the conversation that took place in this idlis shel imam. So Gemara says, hey chidami, what's the case exactly? What was the suffix that Rabbi Kiva had posed to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua? So Gemara says, Elam, if you're going to say Kedikatani, the simple understanding of the Mishnah, where it's the person who's Ba, Al Achoso, and Achos Aviv, and Achos Imo. So my Tibayle, what's the Shaila? Hare Shemos Muchlakim, Hare Gufan Muchlakim. We've seen a number of different ways how to divide up different chatos. So here you have the best of both worlds. You have the different people, three different people, that's Gufan Muchlakim, and there are also three different Isurim. There's Achoso, and there's Achos Aviv, there's Achos Imo. So what's the Shaila? This should certainly generate three different chatos. So El Hachi Katani, that was too obvious of a question. This was really the question of Rabbi Akiva. Haba Achoso, Shehi Achos Aviv, and Shehi Achos Imo, Chayv Achas Akulon. If it's a situation where the same woman is one's sister, and she's also the aunt from the father's side, and also an aunt from the mother's side, we'll get to see how that exactly can happen. So in that situation where it's only one person, but three different Yisurim, do we say, ask Rabbi Kiva, Achas Akulon? Oh, Chayv Al-Kalachas V'Achas, or perhaps it should generate three different Karbanos. So Mahu, what's the din? Mi Amrina, do we say Hare Shemus Muchlakim? The three different Isurim, there's Achoso, there's Achos Aviv, there's Achos Imo, which are three different Shemos, three different Chatos. Oh, Dilma, perhaps we should say Hare Ein Gufan Muchlakim. They're not different people, they're not different bodies, it's all the same individual, and therefore it should only be one Chatos. So Amrullah, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shua both respond back to Rabbi Akiva, Lo Shemanu. We didn't hear this particular question of Al Shemanu, Habal Al Chamesh Nashav Nidos Bevas Achas, if it's five different women who all have the same Isser of Nida, Shu Shem Echad, it's one shame, Shechayv Al Kalachas V'Achas Mishum Nida, it's Chayv on each woman separately. Rainu, we believe Shadvarim Kavachomer, it should be Kavachomer. In your case, Mahaba Al Chamesh Nashav Nidos Bevas Achas, Shu Shem Echad, even though the nidas, five nidas are all the same iser, it's all the same echad, yet still chayv al kolachas v'achas. So then achoso, shehi achos aviv, shehi achos imo. This woman, who is all three different isurim all in one, shein shlosh shemos, there are three different isurim, even though it's one guf, eino din shehi chayv al kolachas v'achas, certainly it should be a situation where it should also lead to three different chatos. If gufin muchlakin, certainly shemos muchlakim is the understanding of Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Gamliel. So the Gemara says the problem with this kavachomer is ikla mifrach. There's a flaw. Ma lechamesh nidos shekain gufan muchlakin. But you can't compare the two. Nidos, it's all about gufan muchlakin. So that's perhaps a stronger reason to divide up karbanos as opposed to the achos oshi achos avishi achos imo is one guf. So Ella, they bring a pasuk damar kra that the pasuk tells us with regards to the achos ishto. It says ervas achosa gila. That pasuk's extra. The pasuk says, I'll read the whole pasuk. It says, v'isha sheikachas achosa bas aviv or bas imo ervas achosa gila avona isa. We know we're talking about achosa. That's the context of the pasuk. Why does it repeat achosa yet a second time? To tell me, says the Gemara, l'chayv al achosa sheachos aviv sheachos imo. If it's a situation where it's one guf, if it's multiple types of achosos, that would generate different chatos, a special gzeres hakasev in this particular pasuk. But in general, it seems like if it's one guf, even though it's multiple shemos, one guf would generate one carbon. This is a special exception because the pasuk says ervas achosa gila. Gemara then says, Amar Rav Ada Bar Abba, Mishkachas lo, we find, how do you have such a case where a person's a sister and then your aunt from your father and mother's side? And the Gemara says, of course, it's a situation of Rishia Bar Rishia. A Rasha Bar Rasha, a Rasha who's the son of a Rasha. What was the case? Shebal Imo. Person was Baal Imo, Beholid Shebanos, and had two daughters. So those daughters are both his daughters, but they're also his sisters because they share the same mother. And v'chazer bal achas mam. Now he's born one of his sisters slash daughters. V'holid ben. Now he has a son from that. Now his son becomes his son and his grandson. And ba b'no al achas imo. Then his son. You have to try to really pay attention to figure out what's going on here. Then the son is ba achas imo on his mother's sister shiachosa, who's really his sister because they share the same father. If you're still with me, shiachos aviv is also the sister of your father. Davilei Rashia Bar Rashia, that's the case how you have such a warped situation of a one person who's both, or all three, Achoso, Achos Aviv, Ve'achos Ima. Okay, the Brisa says, Tani Rabbanan Ba'aleha, V'chazer Ba'aleha, a person's Ba'an Erva, and then yet a second time another, Chazer Ba'aleha, V'chazer Ba'aleha, multiple times Behelim Echad, the din is Chayv Al Kalachas V'achas, one's Chayv on each Maisabia, Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. Chachamim Omrim, Einu Chayv Elachas, there's only one violation here. Umodim Chacham, however, the Chachamim do agree, L'Rebbe Eliezer, B'ba Al Chamesh Nashav Nidos B'Vas Achas, a person's Ba on five Nidos, in one Bas Achas, Shuchay Ba Kalachas V'Achas, Hovahu Garim Lehem. So even though in general, if it's the same woman, so then Chachamim say you only chayv one Chattas, even though they're multiple Bias, but if they're multiple women, even though it's the same Isser, there, the Chacham agree that you're chayv multiple chatas. But what's the svara? Why? Because hol v'hu garim lahem. What happens is, one man and five nidos, each of the nidos have to bring their own carbon. So each of the nidos have to bring their own carbon, so certainly they should have to generate a carbon for the individual, the man, and that's why in that case, he would be chayv five chatos for five nidos. So Amar Rava l'Rav Nachman, Rava says to Rav Nachman, mi amrina and hol v'hu garim lahem. Do we really say this situation because you caused them to each bring a carbon, so you yourself are chayv a carbon for each of those? But Hatanya, doesn't the Brisa tell us that a person is born chamisha arayos, v'hu behelam echad, all but one helam, v'hi b'chamisha halamos, and they, the women, were all in five different halamos in their own world, who eino chayv alachas, v'chayaves al kachas v'achas. So the din here in the Brisa clearly is that even though each of the women have to bring their own carbon, the man only brings one carbon for all his violations. So we don't say the svar of hovahu garm lahem because he causes each of them a carbon. He has to bring a carbon for each of their violations. Not true. So the Gemara says you're right. The svar why Chacham say haba al chamish nash of nidos yichayv al kolachas v'achas is not because of the svar of hu garm lahem, rather it's ela ema hol v'gufan mechlakim. Since they're different individuals, therefore gufan mechlakim are mechalik. They could create a chiluk in chataos. So then the Gemara has along the same lines. Ibaridu asks the Gemara the following shaila. Katzer v'katzer, the person, there's a ma'isa k'tzira, there's a malach of k'tzira on Shabbos, we know there's an isa d'raisa, one of the lamentas malachos is kotzer, so he eats katzer, and then katzer again, he does a shir of k'tzira once, he does it a second time, all behelim achas, mali, what's the din, mali amar Rebbe Eliezer, what does Rebbe Eliezer say in this case, does he say your chayv two or chayv one, taima de Rebbe Eliezer hasam, why does Rebbe Eliezer say there, when a person's ba on erva pa'maima, not multiple times, your chayv al-kabia v'bia, Mishim Dehavid Tartin, because he did an Avera twice. He did two Bias. Vam Tilahachi, so therefore here as well, he did Ketira twice. Amar Chai Ba Kalachas Ve'achas Hachanami, here as well, Avid Tartin, he did two violations of Ketira, and he should be Chayv to Chataos. Odilma, perhaps the case of the Ba Al Araya, Al Erva, Bios Rabos, perhaps Dilma Taima de Rabbi Eliezer Hasa, Mishim De'ef Shalol Arvin Le Bios Zobazo. Because you can't be Ma'ariv multiple Bios in one. It has to be done in separate Bios. It's the only way to create such a situation. Vam Tilahachi, as opposed to here, even though the guy did Shnei Ketiros, in theory they can be combined as one. They could have been done B'mais Achas. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Chayv Al Kalachas V'Achas, you're Chayv one by the case of the Bia, because E'ef Shar again Le Arvin Le Bios B'Bia Achas, Aval Kotzer, Kagrogeres, v'chazer v'katzer, kagrogeres, behelam achas, kevin de'ev shelo l'arv, since in theory it could have been done all in one ma'isa, Shei grogros bevas achas. It could have been done. Einu chayiv el achas. We think about the theoretical ability to combine the ma'isim, and therefore, in this case, the Rabbi Eliezer would think you're chayiv only one. So my, what's the din? So Amar Rabbi, Rabbi explains time with the Rabbi Eliezer Hassan. The reason over there is Mishum Davitarti did two different ma'isim. So Hachanami here as well, Havitarti did two ma'isik siros. And therefore you chayiv two chatalos in this particular case. But Rav Yosef says, no, the svar is the other way. Rav Yosef Amar, time with the Rebbe Eliezer Hassam, it's because the EF Sharalol Arvin, since you can't mix two ma'isim bios into one, so therefore by definition they're two separate ma'isim. But here, Aval F Shalol Arvin, by the case of Ksir, where it could have been done as one, then we view them as one, Venu Chayiv Ela Achas. So Gemara asks a question now on Shitas Rabba. Rabba is one who said, again, that since two ma'isim, two chatos, Esive. Abai le Rabba. Rebbe Eliezer Mechayiv Al Vlade. We know they're toldos and they're avos. So the din is, if a person does a tolda of a particular melacha, so even though some assume that the tolda is subsumed on the melacha, the av, you have only one for both violations, Rabbi Eliezer thinks you view the tolda different than the av. So even though one did the av of, let's say, Zareah, so and then he goes ahead and is mashkin. Now he waters the ground according to one opinion of the Gemara Moikot, and that's also Zareya. You have two different chatels, one for the av, one for the tolda. So according to Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, that's only by an av and a tolda. But we could infer from this, av bevas achas, if a guy does one av twice, he does ksira, and that's ksira a second time, there he would agree potter, that you're potter. Because you could assume the av and av go together. Only an av and tolda, well, one's zareya, one's mashka, they're different. But ksira and ksira, that's the same exact mice, the same exact av. There you would think you're potter from the second carbon. You only chayiv just one. So this clearly goes against Shitas Rabba, who thinks if you do the same av twice, you're chayiv twice. Now, v'yamr, if you're going to say, taima, the Rabbi Eliezer, mishum de kavatarte, am I potter? If the reason why you're chayiv twice by the bios is because you did two maisim, and therefore by ksira, two maisim should also be chayiv twice, so how come you're potter in this case when you do two avos, the same av twice? The Gemara says, amar mar bre dirabana, ana, v'rav nechumun bar zecharia targimina. We explain this as follows. Hacha b'mayaskin, what's the situation here? It's not a situation here where the guy did, when Rabbi Eliezer says you're chayiv twice, what's the case here? The situation, bidolis hamudlis agabe te'ena. The situation where you had a grapevine leaning on a fig tree, and the grapevine had no grapes on it, and the fig tree had figs on them. You cut them both at the same time. So when you cut them both at the same time, the definition of ksira is two different definitions. One is ksira is cutting down to get the fruit. That's a ksira, that's classic ksira of cutting down fruit. But there's also something called zomer, something called like pruning, which is when you cut down the grapes. So that was a different type of violation. So in that case, mishum hachi mechai Rabbi Elazar, there's yechayv two situations. Because how all the shameless muchlakim, they're functioning as two different ways. One's cutting down the fig, and one's simply cutting down the geffen. Now, the geffen can be understood not really as pruning, but it can also be viewed as you're trying to get the wood as firewood, but accomplishing two different things, and therefore one's a tolda, one's an av. There, again, he says yechai, because they're two different, one's an av, one's a tolda. And the gufa muchlakim, they're two different shemos, they're two different branches, one's a fig tree, one's a grape tree. You got everything there. Shemos muchlakim, the gufa muchlakim, they're chayiv twice. The kavase, in a similar case, the guy's kutzer, the kutzer, he does the same exact maisik tzira twice. Heichem ishkachas led the miftar. How do you have a situation where you would be pot, you only bring one chiv? That's kigon shekutzer shtei grogos bevas achas, where you cut two different grogros all in one maisa. That's a situation where he says you do two ksiras all one maisa achas. But he'll agree a vowel if it's katzer kragogeres, and then you pause v'chazer v'chakatzer kragogeres again chayiv. So again, when is the implication true? When you do two maisa ksiras, you're chayiv only one. That's all when it's bevas achas. You cut two fig branches in one shot, even though there's a two ksiras, it's really one maisa, and therefore you're chayiv only one. If you do a ktsira and chazav a katzir yet a second time, even Rabbi Eliezer would assume the chayiv two different karbanos. So that's how Rabbah responds to this particular brisa. What comes out is it's unclear what the real understanding of Rabbi Eliezer is. It like Rabbah or is it like Rav Yosef? And the Gemara ends this discussion right here. The Mishnah now says in the very bottom of Amud Aleph here, when they were in that shuk, Rabbi Akiva asked another question to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. The old Shaul and Rabbi Akiva, Aval, the Avera Hamiduldal Bebehema. So let's say you have an animal who's has a certain Avera limb that is dangling. It's not entirely detached, but it's dangling. It's still connected somewhat to the animal. Mahu, what's the din? Will that Avera that's almost tallish, is that going to be Metame Tumas Nevela? Or no, it's still connected. So the din is if an Aver separates from an animal that's alive, that particular Aver is a Nevela. Even though the animal itself is alive, that Aver is a Nevela, and if one were to eat it, it has the din of Tumas Nevela. But if it's still connected, so that Aver is completely Tahor. Fine. So then that was the question you wanted to know. It's Aver Meduldal Bebehema, what's the din of Tumas Nevela? Amrullah, they respond back to him, Lo Shemana, we didn't hear this particular question, Aval Shemana, we heard something similar, Aver HaMeduldal Ba'adam Shehu Tahor. Let's say a person, if his Aver were to detach, so that part of the animal, that part of the person would be Tumas Meis. But let's say the Aver is still connected, what's the din? So we assume, we understood that that particular Aver is still considered Tahor. So, V'kachayu, Mocha Shechin, Osen B'Yushalayim, that's what Mocha Shechin would do in Yushalayim, when they would have different limbs falling off from themselves. Holech lo Erev Pesach Eitzah Rofe. They wanted to perform Karban Pesach, let's say. Now, we know a person who's Tamei Meis cannot perform the Karban Pesach. So, when they would go to the doctor, Erev Pesach, they would have the surgeon remove almost every part of the limb except for a little thread connecting it. So it's as long as it's attached to the body, it's not too much mace yet. And then it's a little bit graphic here. They would then attach their dangling limb to some type of thorn or nail or peg in the ground. And then they would like snap it off. They pull away and snap it off. If the Hala also Pesach, they go ahead, they'd perform the Karban Pesach. That wouldn't be Matame them since they weren't really touching it. That little attachment wasn't enough of a Yamaga. They just yank it off, if you will, and they go ahead and perform the Karban Pesach and not be considered Tumas Meis. By Rofe also Pesach, and even the Rofe, the surgeon, because he still left it attached. So he was never Matame Meis. And that's the what they heard, what took place in Yerushalayim. And after hearing that, they said, Rohan Anu Shadvaram Kavachomer. If that's the case, if a Aver Medulda by an Adam is not Metame, so certainly an Aver Medulda of a Behema. Behema has less Tumah than an animal, than an Adam. So then certainly Aver Medulda of a Behema should not be Metame Nevela either. So that was the interesting conversation that they were having in the Shuk, not quite the way we have conversations in the Shuk. So the Gemara now quotes a Mishnah, Tanan Hasim, the Mishnah Maseches Machshir, and teaches us with regards to a certain din. We know that when it comes to food being mekabel tuma, it first has to be huchshul tuma. It has to come into contact with one of the seven liquids, one of the shiva mashkim. So the pasuk says that v'chiyutan mayim, the water has to fall on it. It's lav dafka water, it's any of the shiva mashkim. That the water has to fall upon the zera, upon the food, the item, to become huchshul. But now that yutan has to be placed with ratzon. You have to be aware, the owner has to be aware, and when he has to want the food to become wet. So that's the pasuk. So on that din, the Mishnah comments, Hamochek es akresha, a person who's, let's say, he's squeezing out a leak, they're squeezing out a leak, and the water's coming out, that's absorbed in the leak. Vasochet a presaro b'ksuso, a person is squeezing out any water that's been lodged in his hair or on clothing. Mashkin shebasocho, any water that's inside the baguette, inside the leak, inside the hair still. Ein b'chayutan. It's not considered water yet. It's not machshir the food. But v'hayotzmi menu, that water which has been removed from the items, from the clothing, from the hair. Harei hein b'chayutan, there when you squeeze it out, if that water now comes out onto some food, that would machshir the food to be mekabel tuma. So that was the Mishnah. So Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Ukresha atzma huchshara, and the leak itself, when the water is removed from it, so that water from the leak does make the leak, it's machshir the leak, to be mekabel tuma. My time, what's the reason? Because b'shas, pre-shas, mimenu huchshara. Because when the moment you squeeze the water out of the leak, the water as it was being released touched the leak, and therefore the leak is huchshir tuma. And if someone were to come ahead, a Tamei Meis were to come ahead and touch the leak would become Tamei. Because that water that, as again, it's a leaves, it touches the leak, it's Machshir. So the Gemara then says, wait a second. V'hatan, doesn't our Mishnah here in Maseches Krisis tell us that Erev Pesach, Holich lo Eitel, the Mukashchim would go to the Rofe, go to the surgeon, and he wouldn't become Tamei. So shouldn't we say, E Amrit B'Shas, Prishas, and Huchshir? If when the water is released taste from the leek, it touches the leek and it's mata, machshir the leek. When the limb finally detaches from the individual, does it not touch the person himself to be metame him to masmeis? The tamame la adam shouldn't be metame as it's being released and detached from the person. And so the Gemara says, no, the case of the mukashchin is different. Kedekamer of Yosef benitzen bekol kochem. It's where he snapped it off with all his koach. It snapped so hard that you don't even consider touching it. If it was a slow removal from the body, so we could view there's a touching. There's a moment when the aver is being detached. It's touching the body itself. But if you run away and you snap it, there's no. We don't view that as touching the person, and therefore it's not metame. The person's not tame from the aver meduldal. So hachanami. So we'll see in the context where Rav Yosef initially said this concept of nitazin bechol chochem, but hachanami here as well. By the case of again the aver meduldal, it's been nitazin bechol chochem where he snapped it so fast. We never viewed it as touching each other. When the moment it detached, it wasn't touching the person anymore, and was not metame meis. The Heich Etmar, where did Rav Yosef initially say his statement of nitazin bechol kochem? So he says, on the following brisa. Zav v'tamei meish ayu mahalchin. If a zav and a tamei meish were walking along the way. B'yardu alem gshamim and rain, begins to rain on them. Af api shesochtan, even though their begadim are completely waterlogged. Mitzad ha'elyon letzad tachton, and they squeeze, let's say they squeeze out their clothing. But they squeeze it, you know, when you start to wring a towel, it starts from the top and it works its way to the bottom. So even though they're squeezing out their clothing, it's starting from the elyon all the way down to the tachton. So the water is tahor, and that water is still tahor because he never wanted to release it just yet from the clothing. Shein mechashin ella shelo ella shiatsu mekulam. So it's not considered water until all of it comes out. But let's say yatsu kulam, after you've removed all the water from your clothing that were all wet, either the zav or tamei meis, the din is harei. Machshirin. So now it's machshir any food. But the items themselves, the clothing themselves, are not hochshir. How can we say only the water when it's releasing, when it's released? When it falls on food, the food is hochshir. Isn't the baggage, shouldn't the baggage itself become tame? Doesn't the baggage touches water? And the Gemara says, benitazim bekalchal, when you squeeze it so quickly, the water just flew off and never did it touch the begad. The moment it was released from the begad, we don't view it as touching the begad at the same time, and therefore the begadim are not considered hochshir. So too, when the aver medudal is detached, it was so fast, such a fast snap, we never view it as touching the person as it was detached from his body. Then the Mishnah says the next question Rabbi Kiva had asked Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Shu as follows. O Chalu, Rabbi Kiva, has shochet hamish zvach mechot. A person shechs five karbanos outside. It's a violation of shchut echot. Behel machas. Maha, what's the din? Is he chayv kolachas ve'achas? Is he chayv five separate averos for each shchita? Or achas ha'kulon? Or do we say it's all one iser, one shem achas? He's only chayv once. So Amrullah, they said back to Rabbi Kiva, Lo Shemana, we didn't hear this answer, we didn't hear this question, but Amr Rabbi Shua, Shemati, I heard, Be'ocha Mizevech Echad, the person ate from one carbon, he ate carbon Chamisha Tamchuyim Behel Machas, Shehu Chai Ba'Kachas Ve'achas, Mishim Me'ila. Person ate from a carbon when he wasn't supposed to, and he ate the carbon from one carbon, he ate them in different flavors. One was cooked this way, one was roasted, one was steamed, whatever it is. So five Tamchuyim, Yechayiv, each one separately, a separate carbon. And I think that the case here as well is similar. If you shecht five different animals, if five tamchuyim are mechayiv of the same guf, is chayiv five chatos, certainly five gufim, shechting five different animals, b'chutz, should certainly generate five different chatos. So the Mishnah continues and says, Amar Rabbi Shimon lo kach shalu Rabbi Kiva. This was not the question about zvicha, ela ba'ochel. His question was, a person ate nosar mechamisha zvacham behel ma'achas ma'u. You ate five nosars from five different karbanos. Chayv a'achas ha'kulon, o chayv a'kulachas ve'achas, or you chayv separately each one. So Amar lo, they say back, lo shemata, we didn't hear this particular question, but Amar Rabbi Shua Shemati heard something similar, ba'ochel bezevach echa mechamisha tamchuyim behel ma'achas. If you ate five different types of flavors, seasonings from one carbon, I would think this case of eating five noses should be the same exact thing. So Amar lo Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, "Im halacha, if you're saying this is halacha, meaning of a mesora, that this is the true psak, that on kol achila v'achila you're chayiv, okay." And the Kaaba, I'll accept your words. I am not going to go against the Masora that you have. But if you're only viewing this as a Kalva Chomer, Yeshuva, I think there's a question. I think there's a flaw in your Kalva Chomer. So Amar lo, Hashem. So Rabbi Shua says, tell me, challenge me. What's your question in the Kalva Chomer? So Amar Rabbi Kiva says, "Velo, you can't make a comparison to eating 5 kays of nosar. Doesn't compare to 5 kays of tamchuyim." Why? Because Iyamir, if you say by Meila Share Asa Sha'asa Ba Esa Maichel Ka'ochel, a person's a Machel's Ka'ochel, meaning what? If I ate Mila, I get Mila. Let's say I was Machel, I gave you from my carbon, I also get Mila. So it's always the owner. The owner gets the Mila, whether he himself is a Geng Hana, or even if he's Mahana to someone else, the Machel Ka'ochel. There's a certain Chumer by Mila. That's a Mahana Kinenda. The one who's Mahana, we view him as Geng Hana himself. So, shetzirif es meila lezman meruba, and also if one eats meila slowly over the course of the day, there's a special chumra we could combine many days together for one sheer meila. So there's so many chumras by meila. So I understand by the case of meila, when it comes to eating chamisha tamchuyim from hekdesh, you're chayav 5 chatalos because the chumras of meila. But tomer benosa, by noso, however, shein boachas elu, noso doesn't have the chumras just mentioned by meila, and therefore maybe noso would not be subject to 5 separate chatos. So Gemara now asks, my kashulei, the Rabbi Shimon, what was Rabbi Shimon's question on the Tanakhama? That Rabbi Shimon said, when the Mishnah presented the shaila of Rabbi Kiva was about 5 shechitas of zevach, b'chutz, Rabbi Shimon said that wasn't the question. It was a question of nosar. How come Rabbi Shimon knew that that wasn't the question? Well, what was wrong with the shaila of 5 shechitas of shechutei chutz? Hachi kashulei, this was what bothered him. Ma raya, what was the raya l'shochet? Me ochel. You can't compare shchita to achilas 5 tamchuyim, because achil and shchita are very different. Mal ochel shekeinana. By achila, you get hana from there. So just because you get hana from 5 tamchuyim, that's why you get chatos, you won't extend that to shchita. There's no hana by shchita. And maybe shchita, of course, is a pasha din that there's no 5 chatos by shechting 5 shchutei chutz. Elakach shalom. Therefore, the question must have been around the nisra achila. Ha'ochel nosim mechamisha zvachim v'hel ma'achas mahu chayv b'cholachas v'achas o achas akulam. And Amr lo shemana, we didn't hear, and he's just repeating what we saw above. Amr Bishua shemati ba'ochel mizevach achad mechamisha tamchuyim v'hel ma'achas shechayv al cholachas v'achas mishum meila v'roani yeshadram kavachomer. I think it's a kavachomer mizevach echad shem gufim b'cholachim. So if it's a one, sorry, ma. So sorry, now the Gemara explains what's the Kavachomer. Ma, Zevach Echad, one Zevach, which has 5 Tamchuyim, Shein, Gufin, Mukhlakim, all comes from the way, same body. The 5 Tamchuyim, we assume, Chayv Al, Kolachas, Viachas, Mishum, Tamchuyim, Mukhlakim. If Tamchuyim, if different ways to eat the food is enough of a reason to divide up karbanos, Hamisha Zvachim, 5 different Zvachim, a Nosar, from 5 different animals, from Gufin, Mukhlakim, Lokoshigin, certainly Gufin shouldn't be enough reason to separate the karbanos. And the Gemara says back in parentheses, we can ignore the parentheses, maybe we'll just stop here. Your parentheses in yours? No. So I'll read it. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, fine. So I guess we'll just stop here, and because tomorrow's daf is a little bit easier, and it's time to daven now. Okay, so we'll stop with Alan Rebbe Kiva.